USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, will try again on Wednesday to address a debt ceiling suspension bill.
Before the end of this week, the Senate must get a bill to the president's desk to address the acute crisis of the debt limit. President Biden was crystal clear in his speech this morning. If Republicans don't get out of the way and let the Senate take action now, our government will in all likelihood enter default for the first time ever.
The bill is aimed at increasing the national debt, now well over $28 trillion. Andrew Yang, who ran as a Democrat for both New York City mayor and the Democrat 2020 presidential primaries, says he left the Democrat Party and is now an independent. Yang wrote in a statement on his website Monday, quote, "And yet I'm confident that no longer being a Democrat is the right thing," end quote. This is USA Radio News.
Joe Biden is seeking one of the biggest tax increases in history. Now, experts warn these massive tax increases on capital gains and businesses will kill jobs, wreck the economy, and sink the stock market. All this week, Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are warning of Biden's tax madness in their special reports. Each night, Spicer and Company talks to the experts on what's coming and how you can protect your hard-earned money. Plus, Sean Spicer reveals new details of his upcoming book, Radical Nation. In Radical Nation, you'll find the shocking truth of the Biden-Harris agenda. So tune into Spicer & Company every evening this week on Newsmax, America's channel for real news. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. Or get Newsmax on most streaming services, or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. Newsmax covers the really big stories you need to know. Get Sean Spicer's Radical Nation, and make sure you watch Spicer & Company on Newsmax tonight.
The Biden administration wants more IRS agents to watch your bank account for all transactions over $600. That's just one of the items in the massive $3.5 trillion spending package. That's about the same amount of money the United States spent for all of World War II. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Fox News contributor Tammy Bruce discussed Democratic infighting over Biden's spending plan Monday. She believes much of what is in the $3.5 trillion spending bill is sold in terms that the public likes and not for what it really is.
The infrastructure. We talk about infrastructure bills. Well, we really care about infrastructure, but not that's not what they're actually selling right now. This is why we care about it, so they use that phrasing. And in the meantime, tree equity is not infrastructure. The ports are.
From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Monday Night Football last night, the Chargers beat the Raiders 28-14. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As the Supreme Court rules in favor of President Trump's plan to use $3.6 billion for the border wall, Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council, denounced the Biden administration's open border policy on Newsmax.
Yeah, anytime we put on a uniform, we go out there hoping that we're going to have the support of the administration, but obviously that isn't happening. This administration does not like our mission. This administration does not like what we go out there and do to stop illegal immigration on a daily basis. And because of that, they're doing everything that they possibly can to undermine what we're trying to accomplish. And look, if it wasn't for these agents and their determination to go out there and serve the public, if it wasn't as we go out there and put on the uniform, if it wasn't for our desire to protect the American public, we just wouldn't do it. There's no reason for us to go out there and put on a uniform knowing that we're going to be undermined in every step of the way by this administration. But we do it because we do want to protect the American public. We care about the American public. It all comes back down to appeasing the base, trying to get out those people that they think they're going to go vote for them. And obviously, the far left does not want anything to do with enforcement in this country. They believe that anybody should be able to run around and do what they want, which, of course, leads to anarchy, chaos.
The High Court's move Monday meant the justices agreed to take the appeal, then vacated the district judge's initial ruling, erasing it as a precedent. This is USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.